KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
We in here, baby. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. What's good? What's good? What's good? Appreciate y'all for being patient with us. Big thanks to James. Big thanks to Jesse for holding things down for an extra hour while we took care of some very important KSFM business out in the lobby, man. A nice little event with our man Marky Basie and a number of people who are kind enough to listen to our show. Shout out to Young Zell.
Yeah, man.
I think he made his debut on 106.5 The End this morning.
Hey,
shout out to that boy Young Zell. What's good, everybody? I'm Damien Barling,
the ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
Yes, my boy. I'm just pressing buttons. I'm just pressing buttons. I had to run the intro just because we needed an extra couple seconds to change the graphics over and do all of that stuff so James can get to the meeting he's got and go make us money and do all of that good stuff.
Yeah, man. We here.
Woo!
We here.
All right. Week two of the NFL season gets underway tonight. It's the Bills at the Dolphins.
I feel like I might be one of the rare people that see this game a certain way. Like, I think this should be easy work for Miami.
Easy work, huh?
Easy work.
I can't say easy work.
Easy work.
Explain yourself.
Miami's the better team at home on a short week. It's clear as day.
Josh Allen, 11-2 versus Miami. Multiple touchdowns in all 13 of those games.
I understand why Jesse.
I was there for one of those losses.
I understand why Jesse, a Dolphins fan, has a certain level of respect for the situation. I get it. I did the same thing the other day with Aaron Rodgers, even though we beat his ass every
Again.
Time we play him.
Yeah.
I said, look, man, it's Aaron Rodgers. I respect the game. Humble hearts. That's how I feel. I'm an outsider in this situation here. You know what I mean? I'm just looking at it. Buffalo, I don't believe Buffalo's that good. If they win this one, they're going to have to show me something. They're going to have to, okay, I'll salute, just like I did the other day when Josh Allen played a phenomenal second half and brought that team back. But I don't. Miami's better. Miami's clearly the best team in the division. This is their division to win. And Buffalo, they just not good enough. And it's a short week, and they got to travel.
Buffalo missing a starting cornerback too, I think.
They clearly.
I don't want to say
Miami's better.
On paper, they're better. Miami's got to prove some things, I think. It starts with today, though.
I think that's a good call right there. It starts today. Like you can. I don't think 1-0, 0-1 really moves the needle in any direction. 2-0, 0-2. You can have conversations with that.
Mm-hmm.
The season is a little bit different than it used to be. Like those guys used to love that spew that 0-2 stat that just can't even possibly be relevant anymore because there's more games.
Well, they can't wait. They're ready.
But it wouldn't make sense because there are more games now.
Them.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably right. But, yeah, a 2-0 big early season win, sure, that can absolutely go a long way. We mentioned the 11-2 that Josh Allen is versus Miami. 2-1 on the other hand, 1-6 versus Buffalo.
Mm.
7 interceptions in those games.
Mm.
Is this game more important for Miami than it is for Buffalo?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Miami,
okay.
You're trying to prove something to yourself at this point.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
That's
I mean,
true.
You
Buffalo. Like I was talking to the insiders. Buffalo does not respect the Miami Dolphins. They think Miami is a finesse team. They think they're soft. They think they can punch them in the mouth, and Miami's not going to do anything about it. And they've said as much. Like I said, Darryl Dawkins talked, I think, last year or whatever after they beat Miami in Week 18. He's like, yeah, this is what we expected. So Miami, you got to prove yourselves to them, to yourselves too.
Absolutely fair. I agree with that. But
it's a good Thursday night matchup, by the way. It's a good little start to Week 2 right here.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with all that. But this year ain't last year.
I know you hate Buffalo. I'm just upset.
Well, that's going a little too far. I don't hate Buffalo at all. I'm
not just a big wings guy or what?
I don't hate Buffalo at all. They're just not.
You hate the Bills.
They're not as good. No, I don't hate the Bills.
Hmm.
I ain't got no problem.
You hate Josh Allen?
Not at all.
You hate something about upstate New York. I don't know what it is.
Nah.
Is that like fake New York to you?
Not at all. Not at all.
New Yorkers don't even go to Buffalo. Yeah.
Buffalo's its own state.
Nobody want to go there. It's like leaving the country. I ain't trying to go to Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo. I ain't trying to go back.
You been to Buffalo?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to a wedding that was on the Niagara Falls, the Buffalo side.
Gotcha.
I guess Niagara Falls crosses both countries.
I heard the Canada side is fantastic.
That's not surprising because I've been to Buffalo, so that checks out.
The view, I mean, I heard it's the Canada side is the better side.
Yeah, so that's why it wasn't fun. It's horrible. It doesn't even feel like it's in New York.
Buffalo feels like it's either like dusty or it's snowy.
Where are we?
Yeah,
you said we was going to New York. What the hell is this?
This looks like Wyoming.
Facts.
I've never been to Buffalo. I've been to Cooperstown. I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame when I was younger.
Okay.
And that was a long drive.
That's upstate, right?
From New York City to Cooperstown. And one that I don't plan on making pretty probably ever again.
Yeah.
If I ever ended up in Buffalo, something went horribly wrong.
If you ever wind up in Buffalo, it's because you couldn't get into Canada for some reason. No, sorry, buddy. You forgot your passport. You're not allowed in over here. But this does feel like these are fun games. Like we did this with the opener with the Ravens and the Chiefs. How it feels like game was obviously important for Kansas City. It felt like a bigger game for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those types of games exist throughout the regular season. I love the fact that we're getting two of them in a row here. Ravens obviously fell short in their quest against Kansas City last week.
Enjoy it because it's Patriots Jets next week.
Oof.
Well, I'll enjoy this one tonight then, and Oof. We'll have a nice little Thursday to ourselves next week.
Oof. Ooh. They always do that, though. They do a great job with that first game. And then it just kind of tails off.
Well, tonight's the first real Thursday night game, right? That's not a Thursday night game.
I'm talking about the prime video. Mm-hmm. They do a great job week two with their first game.
I forgot.
And then
game's on.
And then it just kind of just falls off a cliff.
When does Al Michaels sound like he's fed up? Before or after halftime?
Before. Yeah, I go before. I go before.
Al Michaels. It's almost time, man.
If you don't want a beer, go home.
Almost.
Bro. Yeah, it's almost time.
Almost.
I'm trying to show some respect and give him.
Okay.
He had that year. Last year was the bad year. And I'm going to say, all right, well, I'm going to give you another opportunity to show that that was just a fluke and not where you're at. But I think it's time.
Sir, that wasn't a fluke. Mm. It's time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. He's got to go. He's got to go, but his cranky ass will be there on Amazon Prime tonight. This will be a fun one, man. I'm excited for this. It's a good kickoff to week two. There's a lot of games to look forward to. Of course, we'll look ahead to all of them. We'll talk about the 49ers, and Raiders got a brutal task ahead of them.
Going to be a tough one. I'm not going to say like the Dolphins are going to beat their ass. I just think they're going to win. Like, it's going to be a good game, and they're going to win by two scores. Give them 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp, who absolutely dominated the internet yesterday. Shout out to Chris Haynes.
Glad you finished that sentence there.
Well, he did. And
dominated the internet.
He did. He absolutely did. I mean, okay. Well, let's talk about it. Did Shannon do anything wrong?
No, not at all.
No. And honestly, like I was talking to James about it, I think Shannon did handle that as best as he could.
I think he did too, I think he was very kind to not acknowledge what looked to be clear to both of us the second we saw the video the first time.
Mm.
I don't know how you get on Instagram Live as an accident.
Yeah, you guys got to explain that one.
There's
to me.
You can't throw your phone and it go to Instagram Live.
Right.
Like, again, Shannon was, I think Jesse's 100% right. He was clearly embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
As much fun and jokey joke as Unk can be, he did not find this funny. He was clearly embarrassed, but he took the responsibility upon himself and didn't acknowledge. We saw the video for 10 seconds and we're like, it doesn't happen on accident. We've gone on Instagram Live enough to know that you can't throw your phone and whoops, you could throw your phone and the camera opens.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw your phone and it becomes unlocked and it does like that. That happens all of the time.
Right.
Going live on Instagram Live, you're 100%. That's too many steps. Even if he threw his phone on the bed with the Instagram app open, mm-hmm. still don't work.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that possibly could happen, like I'm just thinking of any scenario, is maybe he was already planning to go live and Michelle just pulled up and was like, right now. And maybe the thumb hit the live button there. But like I said, he's holding the phone. You know, button. He's like, yeah, I'm about to go on live. And then Michelle says, no, you're not.
Hit this
and,
button.
Like, and Michelle wants it right there. And then he like, puts the phone down. And
sometimes you do what you got to do.
Taps the light. That's the only way.
Did you see? R-Truth might be the funniest man in the world. Did you see his video today?
I didn't see it. I saw a thumbnail.
Well.
And it looked like.
R-Truth was having way too much fun. I realize I don't even know how to go live anymore. What's this?
It is a lot of different steps. Like post, okay, real, if story,
If I hit that. Oh, no. It's not that hard. The only explanation is the one that you just laid out.
Yeah.
Even though he said he's never gone live on Instagram before.
I tried to help you.
So what you're saying is Unk was about to go live on Instagram for the very first time in his life. And young lady walks in and says, I'm ready to go to work.
Now. That's what she said. Now.
Mm. Shannon is.
And Unk said, all right, now.
He's a single man.
He ain't doing nothing wrong.
You see they're selling Nightclap t-shirts now?
Well. Sometimes, hey man. Sometimes you just got to take advantage.
Sometimes
you got to. I guess don't take your phone to the bedroom anymore. I don't know, man. I don't know. But shout out to our man Chris Haynes, who saw an opportunity. He saw the door open. He was like, you know, I got a video from Shannon Sharp shouting out our little hair spot, our little beauty supply, Charlene's Beauty Supply. I'm going to post that right now.
There you go. Great. And couldn't be a better time.
Went crazy. It went crazy because everybody knew this is epic timing from our man Chris Haynes right here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely epic. Hang in there, Shannon. And shout out R-Truth for being the
just
funniest.
Just a legend.
WWE Hall of Famer.
Just being absolutely.
Put him in. Put R-Truth in the Hall of Fame right now.
He's Facts. A legend, man. He's one of the best. And I don't remember any matches that he had. One of the best.
I just remember they once put The Miz and Truth against The Rock and Cena at Survivor Series. That was like The Rock's return match leading into the match with Cena at WrestleMania.
And the Nia Jax concussed him, right?
That was one of my favorite moments
Did
of
she?
All time.
I don't know if she concussed him, but I think she threw him
she
into the railing
his
or whatever.
Ass.
Oh, man. Who did Nia Jax
Royal Rumble
not
thing,
concuss?
Nia Jax beat his ass on the way to the ring.
Oh, that's right. At the Rumble?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. She did take out Truth on her way to get into the Rumble. Yeah, that was a little wild. We are thrilled that you're here with us. Matt George is going to join us in the final hour of today's show. We're going to, you asked for it, let's do it today. Tomorrow's a big football day, so you wanted two games in the countdown
of the top
20 games of the King season.
Absolutely.
Well, we got those two games today, number 13 and number 12. We'll have those for you. It was DeMar DeRozan continues to make his appearances all over the media promoting his book. He was with the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne and that crew over there.
Yep.
Pat Bev has some ideas for the Sacramento Kings. Talk about that. The Pac-12?
Yeah!
Is back?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Ain't no.
We'll talk about it.
It's a period.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me rephrase that. Let me try that again. Pac-12 is back?
Yeah. Big okay. 10. That's
that's true. That's true.
Oh, and by the way.
Some of those ACC legends from.
You know, ACC proud. Stanford.
Katie Ledecky. Christian McCaffrey.
By the way, I don't know when this.
John Wooden.
I don't know when this is going to happen. But look, do me a favor. Allow me, you could join as well, to be the only people, the only media members in Sacramento that stand up and defend Sacramento. Because everybody else just riding with everybody. Oh, days, sale. Oh, I'm sorry. Let us be the only ones standing up for Sacramento in this whole A saga. Because it's getting ridiculous. It really is getting ridiculous. Nasty work going on.
All right. We'll talk about that as well. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. And Greg for pulling up on us yesterday from Train with Map, Map Training. He created a website for you, for our people out there, trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can access all of the different supplements that we talk about at MapTrition. You can access it right there from that website. You can get an appointment. You can fill out like questionnaires. They got macro calc, all sorts of stuff in here. It's right here on this website. Great, great stuff. And he put this together for us. trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Again, you can access all of the supplements that we talk about on the show. You can access a number of other things, including the do-it-yourself macro calculator. And if that's stuff that you don't understand, it's all good. You could book an appointment to talk to him. And as he said yesterday, he's happy to talk to everybody who reaches out to him through this website. So trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. I mean, run down, be damned. You appear to have something you want to get off your chest, so why don't you get it off your chest?
Yeah, man. So I'm from Sacramento, California. You know what I mean? I'm from Sacramento. I love Sacramento. And I want what's best for Sacramento all the time. And I just keep, you know, all the news coming out about, you know, the A's and will they play and all this other stuff. And there's people in my own city, working against that opportunity and not really telling the whole story, not representing the story the right way, in my opinion. Now, whether or not the A's should be moving from Oakland and all, that's a separate situation. But what I do know is there's a possibility. I'm just saying possibility because they haven't played a game yet. Anything could happen. But there's a possibility of the A's playing in Sacramento for up to 3 years, 3-4 years, or whatever the case may be. That's a fantastic opportunity. It's not a joke. It's not a clown show. That's a fantastic opportunity for this city, period. And all anybody ever want to talk about is John Fisher and look what he's doing and he's doing all this. Man, I don't care about any of that. This is a fantastic opportunity for the city. And I would want all these people who come around and talk about, you know, oh, it's bad for the city and, you know, you want to get played. How the hell is Sacramento getting played in this? Sacramento would be getting played and Vivek Ranadive would be getting played if they got into this thinking, yeah, they're going to stay here forever. Nobody's coming there expecting that to be the case. It's very clear every time it's brought up. They're here for a certain amount of time. They're about to go to Vegas when it's done. Until the Vegas thing is completely off, then that's what I'm going by. They're here for 3, maybe 4 years. Simple as that. We're going to have a good time. We're going to watch some Major League Baseball. We're going to watch the A's for 3-4 years. And what that leads to is whatever it leads to. Does it lead to expansion? Maybe. Does nothing ever happen again? Quite possibly. But there's a lot of people, every time in the media, the only people that I've heard in the media that have shown what I feel is Sacramento the proper respect in this city is myself, you, and Jake Gayden. Everybody else in this city has looked for a way to crap on this situation, crap on Vivek Ranadive, crap on the city of Sacramento for taking this opportunity. And like I said, I guess we'll be the ones to stand up for the city. There's a, I want to stand up for the city. Now, you're not really standing up for the city. Because if you were, I'm outside talking to people. I'm talking to people in a number of different age ranges who are extremely excited. And they know exactly what's going on. They know that the A's are a temporary situation here. Nobody got the wool over their eyes. But they're excited. Oh, man, every time I talk, man, it's going to be dope, man, having this. I can't wait for summer nights. You know, night games, A's games. We're going to go out, hang out, watch the A's, see some Major League Baseball. There's a lot of people, regardless of what anybody will tell you, there's a lot of people that are level-headed, that understand what's going on, that are very excited about this opportunity. And don't let nobody tell you different. Don't let nobody tell you different. And don't let nobody tell you different about Vivek Ranadive. I believe he knows what he's doing. He's out here trying to get things done, period. While, and I'm going to say it because we got other owners out here that told us, what, four years ago, had renderings of a stadium. Now, we ain't heard not a damn thing about since. In that time, he done bought another team. But he's sitting up here, and you want to talk about protecting the city. You want to talk about making sure the city don't look embarrassed or anything else like that. That guy told us he was about to get something done. And then left and spent that money somewhere else. So I don't want to hear all that no more. I'm sick of hearing that. I'll continue to say it as long as I need to say it. This is good for the city of Sacramento, period. Ain't nobody embarrassed that the A's leave, if they get used. Nobody embarrassed because we know exactly what the vibes are. I'm telling you right now, this is how I look at it. This is how I believe you look at it. I think a lot of people in the city look at it. The A's are going to Las Vegas. They're going to be here for 3, maybe 4 years. We're going to enjoy that time, and then they're off doing what they're doing as a franchise. Anything else that comes of that is nothing but a plus. Nothing but a plus. If the A's stay for 15 years, that's a plus. If Sacramento gets expansion, that's a plus. But none of that stuff is expectations. I want people, realistically, I don't want to hear about John Fisher and all this other stuff. I want people to call in, get in the chatty house, do whatever you need to do. At me, at KingKC_916, whatever you need to do. And tell me, what is the downside of Sacramento, West Sacramento, and Vivek Ranadive doing this? I don't see one, if it's a level head, which I think everybody's got that's involved. I'm just sick of my own people in this city talking crazy about this opportunity for the city, talking crazy. And I, out of respect for people that I love, I got love for, who are A's fans and all this other stuff, I don't really be talking about it too much. But it's our own people who are out here fueling the fire. They talking about they trying to keep Sacramento from looking like an embarrassment. You're fueling the fire for everybody that's trying to cause embarrassment right now. Ain't nobody standing up for the city right now. Nobody's standing up for the city right now. So that's why I say I'll do it. I'll stand up for Sacramento. D'Lo will stand up for Sacramento. Because ain't nobody y'all listen to standing up for the city right now. And I'm sick of hearing that stuff.
So a couple of things. If you want to get in, call the Elk Grove Kia Talk line right now, 916-909-1320. I normally fall back when you have something to say about the A's for a couple of reasons. You say it with passion. You say it with eloquence, and you say it exactly the way I would say it. I don't feel the need to repeat a bunch of different things that you said because I feel the exact same way as you. I feel bad for Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew Down said something that I wanted to point out. Drew Down says, A's fans are just upset and they're entitled to that. And here's where I disagree a little bit with that sentiment. And this is the part that's, I think, KC is alluding to a little bit, is I'm not sure what A's fans who live in Sacramento are upset about. Residents of Oakland have the right to be upset. Mm-hmm. A's fans in the Bay Area have the right to be upset. But if you're an A's fan who lives in Sacramento, what are you upset for? Because if the idea is holding on to these childhood memories, you're going to miss me with that. And I know what point Drew Down was making. I just wanted to point that out here in the chat. And then I'll mention Dr. David here. Dr. David says the A's playing in a AAA stadium is a clown show and a great opportunity for Sacramento. Both things can be true. Fair enough, Dr. David. But let's point out a couple of things here. The A's playing in a AAA stadium isn't just about John Fisher. I understand he is a very easy target because he sucks. Arguably, or perhaps inarguably, the worst owner in professional sports. But I beg you to not absolve Major League Baseball of this. Oakland, the A's, and Sacramento are in this position because of Rob Manfred, not John Fisher. I'm not absolving John Fisher of anything.
Right.
But they're in this position because of Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred is the clown show. You think back to what happened with Sacramento. So many people have tried to make this correlation, and this is a terribly flawed analogy when people draw the correlation to Sacramento and losing their team and all of that. But think back to that experience. David Stern was willing to allow it to happen until he wasn't. When David Stern saw what he wanted and what he felt like the city needed, he was the one who said, this isn't happening. And I'm going to explain it to everybody else in this room why this can't be allowed to happen. He took charge. He didn't get back down by anybody. I want the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento.
Simple as that.
David Stern allowed that to happen. The situation that Sacramento is going through right now, the situation that the city of Oakland is going through right now, that's because of Rob Manfred. Fisher sucks. F. John Fisher. Got all of that. You buy that t-shirt over at DLoanKC.com. But Rob Manfred is just as accountable for this as anyone else. And I'm with you. Give me baseball for 3 years. Give me baseball for 2 years.
That's it.
Because I'm not going to San Francisco to watch baseball. I'm not going anywhere to watch baseball. I don't care about it enough to travel to see it. Like, one, you know how hard it is to get me to travel anywhere to see something? I'm not doing it for baseball. But if baseball's around the corner, hey fellas, let's step out tonight. Let's go watch the Giants. Let's go watch the Dodgers. Let's go watch the Mariners. I don't care. Let's go to the park and hang out.
And there's two different things that can be going on right now. Because, like you mentioned, feel bad for Oakland. The city of Oakland, we talked about it a number of different times, lived in San Leandro, stone's throw away from East Oakland. Used to go to the Coliseum to go watch the A's. Some of my first dates with my now wife were Dollar Dog Wednesdays, getting $3 tickets to go to the games. I have nothing but fond memories of the A's in Oakland. I feel terrible for that. But at the same time, I'm excited for this moment here in Sacramento. This is an opportunity. And here's the other thing that I don't understand. Look, man, I'm just me. I'm just speaking for me in this situation. Maybe D'Lo feels the same way. If Vivek and city leaders had this opportunity and didn't take advantage of it, they might all have to go. Because, like, what would you be doing here in this city if you had an opportunity? Nothing's guaranteed. But an opportunity to bring professional sports here to this city, temporary or maybe for good, And you say, nah, we just don't. See, it's not the right time.
It's, you know what it's making me think of? Because it's all we know, right? This the situation played out the way it played out, and that's how we react. That's what we know. It reminds me of the 2031 pick swap. Oh, them nerds had a field day with the 2031 pick swap. Mm-hmm. The Spurs got the best asset in the whole deal.
That's still crazy.
But imagine news breaks from Sean Cunningham. Well, the Kings had landed DeMar DeRozan, but they didn't want to give up a pick swap in 7 years. What's the reaction if the Sacramento Kings don't trade for DeMar DeRozan because of a draft pick? A swap, not even the loss, a swap of a draft pick in 7 years. Now let's apply that analogy to this conversation.
You cooking.
Imagine Sacramento has a chance to land the Oakland A's for 3 years. A's baseball. The city of Sacramento has the opportunity to land Major League Baseball for 3 years. And they go, well, it's only 3 years. No, we don't want to do it. And news breaks later that Major League Baseball and the A's ownership were willing to bring the Sacramento bring the A's to Sacramento for 3 years, but because it was only 3 years, they declined. What's the reaction? Because please don't forget, and this is the part when this all started, and I guess life is just a thing where you have to repeat yourself over and over and over again. Whether Sacramento is here or not, the A's are not in Oakland. They are absolutely not playing baseball in Oakland next year, the year after that. Fisher and the A's were not working together. Mm-hmm. They were not going to come to a resolution. They were not going to fix. They were not going to do what USA did for the WWE in their little 3 month in between time. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to do that. They were going to play somewhere else. And you find out Sacramento said no because, wow, it was only for 3 or 4 years. Hmm. What's the reaction?
Craziness.
Exactly. We react to what we know, but we don't think about the other side of this. Well, what if they had said no? You feel good about that? Again, Oakland A's fans in the Bay Area have every right to be upset. And I will sympathize with them for eternity, especially that region losing every single one of their sports franchises in the span of a handful of years. But A's fans in Sacramento, that confuses the hell out of me.
Yeah. And the biggest thing for me is, like I said, the people with voices going along with that. They talking about they don't want to make Sacramento look bad or don't want Sacramento looking foolish. Man, they right along with the people, all them people in the Bay Area, the Casey Pratts, the Live Dive Bars that are sitting up here trying to laugh and talk crazy about Sacramento. They getting their material from the people here. So you worried about not Sacramento not looking bad. You giving them all the material. You like, yeah, you right. You right, Last Dive Bar. You right, Casey Pratt. This is embarrassing. We do look like clowns here. And say, what? Nah, man. Nah. That's not going to be me. That's not going to be us. That's not going to be us. And the other reason why it's not going to be us is because you're playing into the sorry narratives that those guys have out there and all around. That we're dumb around here. That Vivek is dumb. That city officials are dumb. Like, oh, I'm going to try and get the A's here, and they're going to stay here for 100 years. Like, you really think he's thinking like that? He's thinking it's a possibility, but he knows this is what could happen. We can only be here for 3 years, and then they move on. That could be the case. Nobody is sitting around acting like that might not be the case. And I've said a number of different times. Just, you saw, I just had a conversation with Charlie before this show started. My money's still on them going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, money always talks. And if there's enough money from people who want it to happen, they will go to Las Vegas. That's where I'm going to lie. That's what I believe until I see something different. So I don't think they'll be here past 4 years. But there's a possibility they might. You don't know. They might.
And I'll if take, they're not.
It's all good.
That's it.
It's all good. Take your analogy a little bit further. What if they would have went to Salt Lake City for this little three-year thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then they go to Salt Lake City for 3 years and like, Vegas fell through. Looks like they're just going to stay here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And what comes out later in the athletic report that Sacramento didn't do it and would have had the same outcome.
That's right.
But they didn't do it because they didn't want to be played for 3 years. All right, bet. Salt Lake City's having a great time. They'd be having a great time with Major League Baseball. So, like I said, the disappointment is really just in the people with voices and platforms who are feeding in to the people that are trying to make us look like clowns. And that's what I don't like.
Phone lines open. If you got something to say about this, 916-909-1320. I think I see Kamara on the line.
Oh, man.
Kamara.
Hey.
He's giving us the legal side of things. Kamara, what's up, man?
Is this free? Is this comped?
No, this is not comped.
Wait, no, I don't think he's in the look. He's look, not in the in the room.
I didn't call yesterday.
Oh no, he is. Damn.
Because I was traveling, so but I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit about the DeRozan and just the Kings and everything. If y'all still,
oh no, it's cool. He's not even listening to the show. It's fine. I thought he was calling. Okay. All right. I thought you was calling to give legal advice. I don't know what it was. Go ahead. Let's talk about DeMar. I'm with it.
No. My bad. First of all, I want to apologize too. I jumped out too quick on that whole on De'Aaron's shoe, and I meant to call you again. I wanted to call y'all yesterday about that and apologize, especially Casey, like saying that the shoe was gonna be ugly. I'm like, I think it might actually be flat.
I think it might be cool, man. I'm looking forward to see the whole shoe, but I think it might be pretty dope.
Yeah. So, I know I'm 24 hours late with it, but again, I was just in the air when all this happened, and I couldn't really tap in. So, but as far as, like, DeRozan and everything, man, like, I think it's great that him going around to the national media and just kind of proclaiming how Zach is going to be a really great team. And really, just before anything, DeRozan he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I think he's a Hall of Famer, top 20 scorer in NBA history. That's actually a verifiable fact with the most points scored and top 20 most points scored in top 20 in NBA history. But he lends the offer a certain credibility that it's hard for national NBA media to kind of like discredit, right? Mm-hmm. And so. When it comes to this year coming in, De'Aaron and Sabonis particularly, they're going to need that look. So when it comes to all-star considerations, especially particularly De'Aaron, man, because with the whole Curry thing, I agree with you yesterday, KC, like that look and this profile, it's going to help him because I think he often disrespected on the national media side and overlooked, even though his stats are like 27 points a game, 2 steals a game. He's right up there, but he's often not put in that conversation. I know they ranked him at 24 as far as most impactful players, top 24 players in the league. But you know, so that was just where my thoughts are on that one.
Are you sick,
bro? Yes, uh-oh. Man.
Oh man, COVID, Kamara.
Go.
No. You know what? I'm actually over it. I'm actually. It's because I was in St. Louis, now I'm in D.C.
Yeah, uh-huh. COVID Kamara down there in Florida. Man.
Just wide open out. Everything's great. Everything's just moving there.
Feel better, bro.
Yeah,
feel better, bro. Feel better. Yeah, okay. I got an interesting text from a friend yesterday about what's going on in China. Mm. It wasn't, I'll show it to you during the break. It wasn't specifically about De'Aaron, but they sent me a couple of things and the conversation immediately shifted to what we were talking about on the show yesterday. If De'Aaron really embraces this thing in China, like Steph did, this could catapult him to an entirely different stratosphere. Because I'll show the videos I got are of Paul George.
Okay.
If I show you these, wherever this was, there's like 13,000 people watching Paul George dribble.
Was this when he was played in that game a month ago? And people said he got locked up by the guy. Did you see that video?
I did. I'm not sure when it was. I'll show it to you. I got the impression it was pretty recently, but it ultimately turned to if De'Aaron goes all in on this, this is a huge step for him.
I can't wait to see what you'll show. But I mean, the video I saw the other night, they're just getting to the hotel. It's crazy.
Yeah,
like crazy, and that's a whole nother level for him and that he can reach, man. So I'm excited for the opportunities for him. I want to see the shoe, man. I thought I would have already seen it by now, man. They've been out there 2 days. Show me the shoe.
Let's get the host of the hottest sports show in Sacramento, Chatty House After Party. What's up, Manny?
Rookie of the Year.
What's up, y'all? Yeah, my agent told me I had to go back to work today. I guess I'm not allowed to quit yet. So.
That's all right. That's all right. Soon enough.
Welcome. I don't know what it's like to. I know what it's like to have a bad owner. I do not know what it's like to go through what A's fans are going through, right? But I think you hit it on the head, Casey. I think it's just a lot of. Most of it is just it's an emotional reaction to everything, right? Like it's not. Yes, some of it's fact based, and obviously what the history is, but it's the reaction. It's almost like I want to say it's like if you're. No, this might not be the same thing, but like your best friend starts dating the girl you dated for like 15 years, you broke up, and then a couple months later, now he's dating her. And it's like, yo, man, like you can't, you know, it's like it's that. It's such an emotional attachment that it's, you know, it just hurts. And it hurts so much that you're just lashing out. You're lashing out. And I don't know what that feels like I said, but.
It sounds like you need to get something off your chest, Manny. I ain't gonna lie. This sounds like an analogy you felt before.
But look at Manny still. Oh, you go. But look at before we go. Manny's there. Manny's there. I'll let him finish, and then I'll speak about it.
Okay, good. Well-oiled machine here. No, this is good. Thank you. Go ahead. Close this out, Kenny, because we got to go to break.
Because I was gonna say, man. I to be honest with you, I'm not even really talking to A's fans. They can. Understandably feel however they want to feel or whatever the case may be. I'm more so disappointed in the people here in this city with platforms and that have a voice that are trashing what's going on here. That's disappointing. That's very disappointing. It ain't nothing to do with the fans. Fans can feel however they want to, but you know, when you got people here in Sacramento with platforms and voices trashing this situation, I mean, everybody's entitled to their feelings, but like I said, I guess I'll be the one to step up and say, no, I'm happy for what my city doing.
We'll come back. Looks like the Pac-12 is on its way back.
Yeah, let's go!
Pat Bev has some ideas for the Kings.
Pat Bev, GM.
All right.
GM Bev.
Steve McKay, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Oh, man. Nothing gets KC more excited than Sexy Red or Glorilla. Did you see Glow last night?
I missed her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would have been proud.
It's my girl, man.
Yeah, you would have been proud. Your girl did that.
Shout out Glow. I saw a clip.
And
I
thought Meg.
I saw Meg. I saw when she had the snake. That was crazy.
Well, she's got Boa and Hiss and all of these snake related records.
I saw a clip. I thought it was from the VMAs, but it wasn't. I think it was from Hip Hop 50 of Nicki Minaj performing. And Nicki's a mess. Nicki really gets on my nerves sometimes, but I want to see her perform.
See Nicki's tweets?
I try to stay away from him.
Nicki.
Nicki is irritating.
Nicki went all in on Stephen A. Smith because I guess Stephen A. said something about Nicki Minaj and started talking about the sex video he was on last night, not recognizing that Stephen A. was, in fact, not Shannon Sharp. Yeah. Nicki different.
She is, but I saw that clip of her performance. I do want to see her in concert. She's got... She's got
Dak City Reloaded.
She's got,
win your tickets. Features, win that. Your tickets on 106.5 The End.
That's the place to win them.
Well, you can win them tomorrow. You can win them on 106.5 The End. This weekend, you can win them on 102.5 KSFM.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, since you're kind of on a level 10 today, let's
calm down now.
Let's just get all of Kenny's like exciting discussions out of the way here, and we'll settle into a radio show. I guess the Pac-12 is.
Oh yeah,
back.
Oh, I heard something crazy today, but that's all right.
About the Pac-12?
Nah, I'll tell you later.
What?
Nah, for real, I'll tell you later.
All right. Shows one big inside joke. Goodness gracious. Fresno State, Colorado State, Boise State, San Diego State. They're leaving the Mountain West and joining the new Pac-12. Will they call this the Pac-12, or will they call it the new Pac-12?
I think they'll call it the Pac-12. They might only have 8 people or 8 teams.
Oh, that's all right.
8 colleges.
Well, the rest of the conferences have 49. So
the Big Ten. Is the Big Ten at 20 now?
They're like 100. There are 100 schools in the Big Ten.
At least the SEC didn't put a number on it.
No.
But yeah, Pac-12 is back. Pac-12 is back. And I don't know if you were already asleep at this point, but it was like a firestorm and like.
I wasn't asleep at 9 o'clock.
Did you see the tweets as they were happening?
No.
So it must have been a little later.
I was working.
It was probably like 10, 11 o'clock. And, rumor has it the Pac-12 is looking to bring Boise State, all those schools over.
Mm-hmm.
Then an hour later, it's done. It's official. The Pac-12 is back. Which I was like, yo, wait. Wait, what?
That's great.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I was happy to see it. It's not the same Pac-12, so it's name only, but I'm happy to see it. I think they did a good job with the schools.
I like Will's idea, the six pack. Let's call it the six pack.
Six pack. Well, they're trying
sponsored
to get
by MapTrition.com.
they got two more openings that they have to fill to get.
How many are they at? Six or eight?
They'd be at 6. They need to get 8 to be accredited.
They're at 6 now.
They're at 6. So they need to get to 8 to be accredited, so to speak, as a automatic bid for a college football playoff. And that's what they'll be going for. So they got 2 more slots that they're going to fill, allegedly, by all reports. They're going to fill. They just got to find the teams. So
you have a theory on Sac State.
I think Sac State should push aggressively. I don't know if they can do it financially and facilities wise, but they should push to get into the Mountain West. This is the time. Push to get in the Mountain West.
Because the Pac-12 is too big?
Yeah, I don't think they can get to the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they could do that. But I did think they could get to the Pac.
President Luke Wood is doing just about everything. If anybody can get them into the Pac-12.
And he got co-signs galore, too.
The way President Wood is working, he might be able to get him into the SEC. That wouldn't work for anybody.
Sac State versus Alabama in conference play.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to be as realistic as possible when I say Mountain West. I'd love for them to push for the Pac-12. I just don't. I think that's too big of a jump. And I think there's schools that are probably more deserving in front of them. I think UNLV is a school that the Pac-12 should look at. You know, you got schools like New Mexico. I don't know if they want to do that or not, but New Mexico, maybe they could get them. I even think to a certain degree, San Jose State would be a little more deserving to go to the Pac-12 before Sac State. But I do think Sac State should look to try to get into that Mountain West and the revamp Mountain West. I know there's other schools. Maybe Mountain West is going to be looking at like your North Dakota States. Maybe your Montana's, a couple of schools in the Big Sky, to elevate them to the Mountain West, and I think they should do it with Sac State. And I'm thinking a lot of California.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Mountain West has a connection to California with Fresno State, San Jose State, San Diego State. Well, if they're leaving, and I'm the Mountain West, I got to keep a little connection to California. You got San Jose State, but you get 2 teams there if you get Sac State to come and join the Mountain West as well. Now, facilities-wise and all this other stuff, I don't know what the restrictions are with that. I know Joe D has talked about it before on the show. And I don't know if Sac State has the money to upgrade facilities and do whatever they need to do to clear all the hurdles they need to for the Mountain West. But I think the time is now. Obviously, football runs everything, but I think this will be great. This will be great for basketball, softball, baseball, if they could get in the Mountain West. If they could even do something where I've always said they should try to get in the Big West in basketball with Northridge and Long Beach State and all this other, all the schools in the California region mm-hmm. that don't have football programs. I always thought that's where they should be for basketball. But even if you can get in Mountain West for football, and I don't know if it works for basketball, that might open you up to stay there, or you can go to the Mountain West. I just think the Big Sky, I think that the Big Sky has run its course. If you have options. If you don't, cool, Big Sky works. But if you have other options, I'd be looking to make some moves.